Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
Future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining a community of poets from around the world, coming together for love of the written word, for spoken word art. On Friday the 13th, the last harvest moon, for how long, JT? The last...
For the next 30... No.
For the next...
30 years.
For the next 30 years. Well, that's a long time, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be dead. By that, no, hopefully not.
Better not be.
I mean, I'll be 69. Bam. We're right into it. Yep. We're right back. It's like nothing ever changed.
That's right.
We are back here in the studio. I'm very happy to be back here with you, my friend.
I'm glad that we're both here.
Yeah. How was your vacation?
It was great.
By the way, my name is Mike Lamine. I'm one of your hosts. Sitting across from me is JT. The producer, my co-host, and the man who keeps everything running. We've just come back off a two-week hiatus. He came back.
I was
on a one-week.
Yeah.
And, so we're happy to be here tonight.
Absolutely.
So, sorry to interrupt. So,
no, you're fine.
So, your vacation.
Yeah, it was good. I spent it on a boat. It's hard to complain about that.
Were you going fast?
No, not at all. We were just sitting in the bay.
Did you wear a... Has she been an Afghan or a...
How did you
did
know?
Did you do flips? You were riding a dolphin doing flips?
How did you know?
Well, I was at Kinko's flipping copies.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
Yeah. Man, Kinko's is expensive, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so, great. I'm happy to have you back, man. Happy to have
glad
you back.
To be back.
And you came home to some fun domestic issues you had to deal with.
Yes. Yes, I did.
So you were supposed to be out with us going around seeing art last week.
Yes.
Where were you instead?
Sitting at home with a plumber working on the main drain of my house for...
The main drain?
The main
Captain,
drain.
Captain, I'm having problems with the main drain.
no, it was the main drain. The plumber worked on it for 12 hours. So 6
really?
O'clock in the morning, he finished up.
That's crazy.
On Saturday.
I think I was already awake by the time he went home.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
Yeah.
And I crawled into bed and slept for maybe 2.5. And then stayed up until midnight Saturday night. So, go me.
Hey, you made it through. You're
yes,
good,
I
right?
did.
You're good.
Yes, I did.
So, at any rate, we're happy to be here. We're happy to be back. Hope everyone had a good week off. Since this is the first show... of the month. This means we're not only doing the poetry of the show, but we also have the first three clues for our poet of the month for October 2019. We also have our poetic form of the month. Oh, yeah. And we also have Studio X. This sounds like a bad version of the Spin Doctors' Three Princes.
That's a totally different song.
Yeah, but play that again. See how close that's at. It's a different chord progression. Ready?
You know what? Yeah,
it's 100% that.
Yeah, I can hear it.
They just changed the chords.
Yes.
See, that's how that stuff works. All right. So, before we get into the first call-in segment, though,
yes,
I'll just lay out the rules here real quick for the show. Rule number one: no hate speech. We've never done that. We never will do that on the show. Rule number two: please skew PG-13 if you can, because we have families, we have people who listen. We want to make sure this a friendly atmosphere. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on the line. It's just a courtesy thing to the poets. And rule number four, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. And rule number five, your comments and suggestions are very valued. We just ask that if you have something to say, send it to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form. The reason that makes a difference to us is that we're able to read it and we're able to take it and discuss it during our actual meetings, as opposed to it coming by and then suddenly remembering it 3 months later and being like, oh, yeah, someone said that, didn't they, one time?
Yeah, yeah.
So those are our main rules here. Now, we do have two kind of big things we want to mention tonight, though. Should we do one of them now, or should we do two of them now?
Yeah, we could do one of them. Well, we can do it multiple times, so I say let's do both, and then we'll do it again later on.
Well, and we've got another thing, too, I forgot about. Okay, really quick.
Wow.
Before, I know, we've got so much, man, and we've been holding things back. Yep, this isn't even all the stuff. This is crazy.
This is.
All right, okay. So first thing, we are taking now submissions through midnight Mountain Standard Time on November 1st. So 12 a.m. as it clicks over to November 1st, that is when we stop taking submissions for our 2019 anthology. If you want to help support the show, if you've received some value from the show, you can contribute through poetry. So if you send that to us, we will put it into an anthology. We'll put it on sale. It'll be on Amazon and all of those. It makes a great gift, but the sales go directly to pay the bills for the show. And that's something we really love. We really love that the community stands up and helps us so much. And we do it every year. We look forward to it. So it comes out a little bit before Christmas. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
JT, I've got allergies. Can you stall?
Stall? You stall, got it. Stall. I'm stalling. Okay.
Joseph Stalin.
Captain Hook must remember not to scratch his toes. Captain Hook must watch out and never pick his nose. Captain Hook must be gentle when he shakes your hand. Captain Hook must be careful opening sardine cans and playing tag and pouring tea and turning pages of this book. Lots of folks, I'm glad I ain't. But mostly, Captain Hook.
That was probably the best stall you've ever done.
Thank you,
that
sir.
That was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank
great,
you.
Great. Okay, next thing we got to share. I
yes,
put
sir.
This up on social media a little bit earlier. October 25th, this next month.
Yes.
We are releasing Tales from the Shining Sea, which is our all-new collection of Edgar Allan Poe selected works, all-new score, new read, and I think this is going to be a really cool project for us. So we're going to be putting some, like, teasing some songs over the next month or so, so people will be able to hear it, but then it'll be released, it'll be all over, you guys will have access to it, it'll be all over Apple Music and Spotify and all that stuff too. But I think that'll be a lot of fun. And here is our biggest thing. This is actually a pretty big thing.
It is.
Okay. So JT and I, a couple weeks ago, kicking back, having some coffee, because we don't really drink that much, and we floated this idea, and it's a little strange, but I think people can get where we're going with it. I was saying, I think at the time, that if we wanted to have a show where people didn't listen, we would probably put it at 8 o'clock on a Friday night. And JT goes, that's true. What if we tried it on another night? And I thought, well, we can't not do it on Fridays. And he said, no, I understand. That's not what I'm saying. Let's experiment doing it another night and Fridays and just see what happens for a month.
Yep.
So we're going to try this. I want to see if this works. And I'd love to hear from you guys privately, see what your thoughts are too. We're just experimenting. We're not making any decisions. So don't worry about it. But what we're looking at doing is during the month of October, doing a show Wednesday nights and Friday nights. Wednesday nights would start at, say, 6 Mountain Standard Time?
Yes.
Okay, so 2 hours earlier than this one starts, because we know that it's a weeknight. And
yeah.
So we wanted just to give it a shot. No one's under the obligation to call. We're going to make a big deal out of it. I'm just letting you guys know first. If we do that, I want to see if you have time, you want to call, please give it a shot. We'll just see. We're going to gauge after a month and see, would it be smarter for us to do Wednesdays instead of Fridays? And of course, you will all have a ton of input there. So we're just going to kind of play around with it. So basically, October, you're going to get 2 shows a week from us. We don't expect you to come to all of them. You're going to get 2 shows a week from us. And in fact, I'd almost encourage you, if one works better than Friday, if, say, Wednesday works better than Fridays, call the Wednesday one. Really let us know. That's valuable stuff to us. So these are things we're all going to be trying, and we're going to see if it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's okay. We're all part of this together. That's a whole lot of stuff. I'm going to shut up, and we're just going to get into the call thing. We need 5 unique callers. And we'll get you in the order which you received, and then we'll get 5 more. All right, here we go. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Dun 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 dun. If you can't do this on Friday the 13th, when can you?
That's true.
Dun 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 dun. What he doesn't tell you is while I'm singing that, I'm pulling my pants back up.
Yeah. That's a good reason.
He acts like he doesn't even notice. It acts like he doesn't even notice, man.
Try and play it off.
How many years has it been? It's no big deal to you. You're like,
there he goes again.
It's probably like what it's like touring with the Rolling Stones. You're like, there's Keith Richards with his. I don't even know. just let him do it. He'll go away eventually. All right, we are back. We've got 5 great callers lined up here. We're really excited to jump into this here. Now, during this segment as well, at the end of the segment, I'll be unveiling the first 3 clues for our this month's October 2019 Poet of the Month. But once again, I want to remind everybody, if you're planning on contributing poetry to our anthology, please do so by the end of October by sending it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or putting in the contact form. Just indicate it is a submission for the anthology, and we will include it. All right. Let's get headed right into the callers. We're going to go first to a place called Michigan. Really rare to get callers from there.
Yeah.
Let's go to George in Michigan. Good evening, George.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How are you, sir?
Difficult. I'm doing pretty good. I can't contribute to the chat room. It won't take it. Problem with it is Twitch has a senility problem, and I have a senility problem.
I know that feeling.
When you get them together, they fight.
a vortex of senility?
Yes, that's it. A vortex. A vortex of senility. I like that.
All right. Well, I
sound like my life.
Mine too. All right. So, we're happy to hear your voice. How was the week off?
Good. I mean, I miss you guys. This was the week that I finally got my book published.
Yes. Congratulations.
Pardon?
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited. You know, in the first book, you're going to be excited. And so it's, I got just one copy, which is pretty well beat up by now. But the other pile of that I ordered are coming in tomorrow. So I can start, don't have to keep wiping off the sweat from the first one. I can, I hate it when I have coffee stains on the ones I sign,
Isn't it? Yeah.
But if I sign any. So anyway, that's exciting for me. Real good. The one I want to read is, actually, I didn't start writing poetry till just recently, but when someone in the family would, oh, like at funerals, I did eulogies. I even wrote poems for eulogies and things like that. Once in a while, a kid would graduate, I'd write something, you know, sort of forget about it. But somebody sent me one of my, I'll get through this quick. A few years ago, my brother crashed. A wing came off his stunt plane, and he crashed. And I had written one other poem I read on here probably about it. But he had been a Silver Star, you know, F-4 pilot in Vietnam, and then he'd been, he taught aviation aerobatics and had his own airplane and everything else, his own company, for years after. And then one day, he had that accident, you know, ended. But about a year later, it happened in autumn, and about a year later, I sent this to his family. So this is called The Falling of Autumn. When last the leaves cluttered my walkway and golden tones spotted the shores, you still walked on my earth and wrote in my skies, and brother, while distant, you were. Your footprints still mark the morning grass, and your light stone phone calls made the day. New edifices built and new friendships flown, and brother, still growing, you were. But last autumn you fell, and the autumn fell too, and the maple leaves duller now fall. The evenings grow colder and without new spring's promise, but brother, somehow you still call. Your calls have no wires, no volume, no record. They spring up in dreams and flutter away. They show up in music or photos or laughter and carry the bells of your life. The sky that you lived in is the sky we now search, but its autumns have fallen in grace, for they sprinkle their leaves on the ground you have left and remind us of gifts that you left. Ah, Don, you were spring temps and hearth smoke and sky trail. Each child, each season was yours to explore. New autumn, now autumn revisits. Your tracks are not heard, but brother, so distant you call. And peace.
What a great way to kick off tonight, George. Really solid piece.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I forgot all about it. My niece sent it to me. Said, "Remember when you wrote this?"
Isn't it funny how there are people who there's pieces of music I wrote years ago that I don't even remember exist, and people will come up to me going, "Remember that this was the thing that was the biggest thing to me at the time." Like, oh yeah, of course, yeah, I remember that one. I'm thinking, damn it, I got to remember how to play that thing.
I know,
but
I had completely forgotten about it.
Yeah, that's how this works.
Anyway, yeah. So,
well,
go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Really, that's a great way to kick off, and hopefully we figure out what's going on with the chat room. But it's awesome to be back and hear your voice.
Every time I see something in there, and I can see the chat room, and I can hear everybody. And so every time my arm just jerks a little bit every time I want to type something in, I can't. It's a little spastic to go with, along with my senility. So
well, see now you could open a text file. You could type all the things you want to say, but just you know you could actually say them the way you really want to say them.
Just do a core dump on you guys.
Yeah, there you go. Just
okay.
Yeah,
I'll step aside and wait for the next.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. And that was George calling from Michigan, kicking off our first segment here of the evening. Now, we're not going to be traveling too far for our next caller.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Probably just a few minutes away, really. Let's go to Dennis in Michigan. Hello, Dennis. Good evening.
Oh, good evening. How you doing? Welcome back.
We're doing great. We're happy to be back. It feels normal here. How about you? How are you?
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. It's Friday night, and we're all together.
All right. Happy to hear that. So we're looking forward to hearing what you got. I mean, we're getting ready to head into October now, even though it's It's we've got a little ways to get there, but I don't mind starting to celebrate spooky things early because I enjoy the feeling of it rather of the poetry. I think it gets more poetic sometimes. But you always bring different angles of things around this time of year, and I'm excited to see what you have to share with us.
You're okay. Well, I have a poem for you. The title is The Traveler, and it's written in the Kyrielle form, which is a French form which employs repeated lines and refrains. So here it is, The Traveler. We chance along uncharted path, expecting neither peace or wrath. Yet on we wander through this maze until we reach our end of days. The road, it winds both high and low, and forks appear which way to go. Our options we must all appraise until we reach our end of days. What obstacles may fall? A washed out bridge, a sad pitfall? Must be aware the trail blaze until we reach our end of days. We'll learn some things along this quest, and we will choose just what is best. The route ahead, the wise survey, until we reach our end of days. We'll walk in truth, integrity. Each passerby will surely see we're on the path of higher ways until we reach our end of days. This life's a test. We must prepare. The heaven-bound must love and care, reflected in our daily ways, until we reach our end of days. End of poem.
The powerful piece.
That's a great piece.
Yeah,
Dennis.
No
thank
kidding.
You.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'm real excited for George with his new book out.
I know.
Yes.
It is wonderful he got published his book, Why Did I Remain in the Garden? And it's well worth investigating. So
have you figured out why he remained in the garden yet?
I figured that senility set in, he can't find his way out, but you know.
He has no way to defend himself.
I know this
right
is
now.
The
this
part
is
we're
great.
Enjoying is we can say and we know he's listening, but he's like sitting on his hands. All right. Hey, Dennis, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And yeah, we're looking forward to reading his book as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff in there, and I've always called him the Rockwood of poetry because he paints his word pictures with so much detail and feeling, and it's really wonderful stuff. So he didn't pay me for this plug, but if I say any more, he may have to. So I let it go at that. I'll step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'll say, God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis Gaughan from Michigan, the number two spot here in our first segment. All right. Now, this next one, JT, we're not going to Michigan.
What? No.
I know you get used to things.
Yeah.
We're creatures of habit around here.
We are creatures of habit.
And yes, you can hear my guitar because I basically...
You tune while we're...
Well, I tune and I just play around.
You do.
But it's kind of... It's a thing. It's a thing.
It helps you...
It does. It helps me harness the energy.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to harness, trying to get my chakras aligned for the guitar to work. It's kind of like my car. It takes me at least 20 minutes to ramp up before it starts. Everybody thinks that I have one of those breathalyzer things, but no, I'm just harnessing my chakras.
This is good.
Life is hard sometimes. Okay, I'm kidding. Let's I don't even know what I'm saying. Let's go now to the natural place after a conversation like that. Let's go to Philip in Kentucky. Hey, Philip.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
Hello. I am better now that you have answered, my friend.
Oh, well, that's just going to make me feel all kinds of special then. Okay.
flattery will get you everywhere, right?
That's the only thing to get you anywhere. I don't care about substance, just flattery.
Yep, I embrace the honey, not the vinegar anymore. That's my bumper sticker motto.
You know what? I think I wonder how many people will actually really fully get. I mean, it's not that arcane of a metaphor at all nowadays. But I would almost venture to say 60% of people are not going to understand what that is.
Oh, the honey and vinegar reference?
Yeah,
or?
I know. Yeah, oddly enough,
right?
It's pretty straightforward, but you know, unless
you would think.
Unless you've had really good balsamic, and then it's just all bets are off.
Right. Well, I do, and just on this note, I do typically at least once or twice a week, sometimes more, I take a shot of apple cider vinegar. And
oh, it's great stuff.
That stuff. Yeah, it is. It's really good for you, too. It, unclogs everything, if you will, in your blood system.
I've noticed when I drink an entire bottle of apple cider vinegar, I can almost throw footballs over the mountains. That's JT looks.
We should have been snake oil salesmen, both of us. You could jam on your guitar and, you know, sell some panacea to everyone.
I was born with no hands. No hands.
Look, now he can play the guitar.
Everybody laughed at me, but now they're not. Okay, anyway.
Well, you guys are in very good form, and I'm excited. Wow, in October you're going to try to do two shows. Anything in particular inspire that, or you just felt like, hey, let's shake it up?
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it is we were looking at it, trying to say, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people who really want to call that can't make it on Fridays. And we were investigating, hey, do we need to stay on Fridays? Do we have to? So we're not taking Fridays away. We just wanted to experiment and see if Wednesdays were better for everyone.
Okay.
And instead of just asking, demonstrate it. But we're doing both. So we're going to do both nights and just see. There's no, you know, and everybody's going to have input. So no worries. And it'll be fun. But we're going to start earlier on Wednesday nights also. So it might be easier for people.
Yeah, especially for your American audience. I know there's still some fellows, or at least one fellow I know from England, the old fish and chip shop, you know. So that means he'll be calling it at 2 o'clock in the morning instead of 4 o'clock in the morning.
I think I need to get on a Skype with him and teach him how to record things.
He's a good man.
He's a great man.
Anyway,
yeah.
Enough. Yes, sir.
No, keep going.
I was agreeing with you.
Yes. I don't know what to do with that. I'm so used to contention. How dare you?
How dare you agree with me, sir? My entire plan predicated on you disagreeing. Yeah.
Gosh, now we're all quiet. There's nothing to say. I will get to it. I finished this one today, so we'll see how it goes. The title, Cough Syrup Twilight. And here we go. Lush wilderness archipelagos find their way into my drowsy words. Three of them, overgrown, shaggy tree, in a succinct line, an ellipsis barely held above the undulant surface, emblem of consciousness, before I dim slumbrous, pleasantly anesthetized. Lullaby lulls, lap the codeine swells, gentle, calm, balmy caresses, sun, sea, sentience mild, dissipates. The words no bother at all as they melt. Constituent etymologies blurred until the Latin, Greek, or Sanskrit roots gain wings aloft, the unintelligible squawk of seagulls in sunlight ascent become collage silhouettes as I drift softly, murmurous, beneath the warm waves. And there it is, fellers.
Nicely written, sir. Nicely written.
Well, thank you.
That's
who hasn't ever wanted to turn their etymologies into squawking seagulls? I don't know what you mean, Latin. You crazy Greek stuff. What?
I have my problem is I have an owl, literally an owl about 10 feet outside of my window, my bedroom window, that will not shut up. And my problem is it's a beautiful bird. I understand this. It's great. But the fact that it keeps asking me who is that I want to respond, but comedically. And I want to be yelling at 2 a.m, I don't know who you're talking about. You know, I want to be. And every night I don't do that is another wasted chance. And so this, yes. this is the thing really keeping me up at night.
Tonight.
Yes.
The rhetorical owl. Well,
because it's a Friday.
I appreciate the applause, the warmth. You guys are wonderful. And I look forward to the next poets, and I look forward to the return engagement. And I also look forward to hearing you sing tonight, sir.
I will. I'll do my best not to disappoint everybody.
Well, isn't that part of the fun, though? You know, you never know how.
Disappointment has been part of the fun for my entire life, I got to be honest.
Right. All right, Michael and JT, cheers to you both.
Cheers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. And that was Philip calling from Kentucky, land of the free.
Yes.
Now we're going to be heading to a beautiful place where the beer flows like wine and where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. We are going now to Orlando, Florida, to speak with a new caller named Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Going well. How's the show sound over on your end?
It sounds fine. Am I sounding okay to you?
You sound fantastic.
Clear, because you're on Skype,
which we love.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to follow your directions.
Did it work?
I think it did.
All right. Okay. Well, we're here, so I guess that works. So let me ask Julie, we usually ask this question. How did you hear about the show?
You know, I just started doing spoken word poetry, and I've been, like, blown away that Twitch doesn't have any type of community for it. And so I've been searching the internet pretty hard to try to find somewhere that does, like, a forum for poets. And I stumbled upon you guys. I don't remember where you were on Google, but I found you that way.
Well, fantastic. I'm glad you found us. We just made a switch to Twitch. That rhymes. We just switched to Twitch long ago.
Good job.
And we agree. There's not much of a community there, and we're just in the beginning stages of building that. But we've been around for almost 7 years.
Nice.
So this is something we've done for a while. You are very welcome. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to step back, let you read, and then we'll come on after, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, the stage is yours.
Okay. Being a mom is thinking of his young mind every time I read a tragic headline. Hurting for my child growing up in this world. Hurting for the mother who just lost her whole world. Whirlwind of emotion, mind full of commotion. Trying to find the words to explain these situations flooding from the news stations to the congregation of small children only reaching to my knees, still can't say their T's. When every day murderers take lives with no sense, the murder of innocence, how do you explain that to a child? I swallow my screams, settle my fury, masquerade my anguish and worry. Say, son, wicked and evil surround us, but they pale in comparison to the goodness that grounds us. But the pain, how do we ease the pain? Big hearts bleeding, begging, screaming, pleading for an end to the grief that has brought shields to the back-to-school aisle, for an end to the tragedy that leaves mothers frozen in denial. Politicians, gun control, written law, death toll, still grasping for a real solution. Social feeds of noise pollution. Try to find comfort in the eyes of each hero, those who think of our children as they run towards ground zero. Remember that there are miracles, and there is love, and there is light. Think of all the people who still practice what is right. Speak loudly when you speak of hope. Come together to mend and cope. Don't allow our differences to pull us apart. Inside we're all the same, the beat of a heart. Being a mom means saying what you don't have words to say, means praying when you don't have strength to pray, means fighting to end this pattern of destruction because his young mind will not fall to this corruption. Thanks, guys.
Great work. Really enjoyed that. Yeah. We've been doing this a while. So, Julie, that's fantastic stuff, and I think as a former teacher myself, I can completely agree and understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we all can connect to that one pretty intensely.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Hey, we have another thing called in a few segments. We're going to do another segment where we just have the unique callers who haven't called in yet call in. And if you stay tuned, in a little while, we'll do a thing called the return engagement where anybody can call back in and read. So if you have another one, stay tuned for that sure. And give that a call, okay?
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Julie. Thank you. That was Julie calling for the first time from Orlando, Florida. Really happy to have you.
Orlando,
oh, the Orlando of the free and the home of Tony Orlando. Yep.
Okay. So that happened.
Don't call me a hero. Okay. Let's go now to... Let's go to Upper State New York to visit with our great friend, Zach. Hello, Zach. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's good to be back, guys. It was so weird being absent for a week.
You're telling me, man. We've been doing this for long enough now. When we have a Friday off, we literally don't know what to do with ourselves. I kind of try to make it an event. Anyway,
except go to Applebee's.
Yeah, well, you know what? JT still tried to get me to go to Applebee's last week.
I did, but it wouldn't have worked because I wouldn't have been able to
do it. We didn't do it, but you know, I'm sure right now there are several waiters and waitresses going, "What happened? Did we make them angry?
They just disappeared."
So now we can walk back in tonight and be like, "Okay, we're giving you one more chance."
Always a flair for the dramatic.
You know, that is... JT can definitely double down and let you know that is definitely my thing. So what do you have for us, Zach?
This is something that I wrote earlier this week. You know, I've been trying to do more positive poems, and you know, this is one called "You Deserve More," and you know, so. Let's go. If you don't think I'm trying, you're wrong. At first, I was just trying to find somewhere I belong. But somewhere along the way, I realized I wanted something more, deserved something more. Sometimes we forget what's worth fighting for. We forget who we are. We forget it's okay to reach for the stars. Sometimes people need to be reminded that just because they can't see them, it doesn't mean we don't have scars. But the truth is, everyone has scars in some way, shape, or form. Proof that at one point, they were able to ride out a storm. Everyone's journey is different, but there are two things I know for sure. We're all human, and you deserve more. End of poem.
It's a meaningful piece. And JT, as the father of a daughter, I mean, how does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Something you wish that that a lot of people could hear.
Yes.
Men too, growing up. You know, I mean, I think we all kind of sometimes settle for someone who doesn't treat us the way that we should be treated, you know. Zach, appreciate that one. I've read that one, and I always liked it from the beginning. And thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
Absolutely. I'm glad I have a place to share it.
Hey, you definitely do, my friend. You definitely do. We really appreciate you. We'll talk to you during the return engagement, huh?
I appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you during the return engagement.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye. And that was Zach calling from New York, the last caller in our first segment here. You know what that means, JT?
Yes, I do, but...
You want me to announce it?
No, not yet.
That means that...
Yes.
It's time for the first three clues for our October 2019 Poet of the Month.
How about September?
September 2019 Poet of the Month. Wow, that was smooth. For a second, I thought I said 2013 for some reason.
We'll just travel through time. It's
I'm
okay.
I'm a little high on allergies in here for some reason.
My flux capacitor will kick in soon.
That's okay. Hey, do you know, just a few days ago was the anniversary of the first Hadrian Collider.
That's great.
I instantly thought of Studio X, and I was like, we should have had a birthday party.
We should have.
I hope the Collider doesn't get upset at us.
Oh, we'll celebrate it more than anybody else does.
I don't know. They seem like party animals now that they're in CERN. Yeah. Okay, probably. So time for the first three clues of September 2019. And basically what these clues are going to be is I'm not going to name the identity. I'm not going to tell you who this poet is. I'm going to give three clues this week, three clues next week, and then I will, the following week after that, I will unveil the identity. If you think you know who it is based on the clues, send us a message, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form, or you can private message us. If you get it right, you get to choose a song for me to perform on next month's Studio X segment. So here we go. Clue number one, Pilgrim Beyond the Shore. Clue number two, Apple followed by France. And rule number three, More Than One Voice in the Night. And I'll put those up on the main page here under Poet of the Month. You'll be able to see the clues. But those are our three clues for this month's Poet of the Month. Yeah. Poet of the Month. Okay, it's time now for us to have our next five callers call in. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry, Open Mic.
Rock the mic, rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic, hot. Hot, hot like this, I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock, when you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we are back. You know, JT.
Yes, Michael.
As I mentioned to you, I just figured I'll share this with you. It's or share this with the listeners. I think it's hilarious how sometimes we sync up so well. So that last song, I mentioned this to you. Yeah. I almost was going to play a song off, like, I think the one right after that song on that exact album for Studio X without any discussion, which I think is great. All right, so we're back. We have one caller that called in. It's, you know, sometimes we have slow nights, especially when we come back. It's usually a slow night for some reason. So, but this is someone that it wouldn't feel like the show without her calling in. And we're just really happy to have her. Let's welcome Barbara from Connecticut.
Maybe if it
maybe,
would just,
Skype is taking us time.
No.
Oh.
Just a weird
control.
Hello,
Barbara. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I'm sort of good, but I won't bother you with what's bothering me. It's not anything big. So this week I did something for the Garden of Poetry and Prose. Week 11, and it's called Contemplating the Footsteps of Writers. And the prompts were Existence and Remnants. And the quote is, "To what can our life on earth be likened? To a flock of geese alighting in the snow, sometimes leaving a trace of their passing." And that's a quote by Su Shi.
Wait, Su Shi's funny to you? Is that what's going on here? Oh, you know,
it's
I like S-U, sushi too, but wrong,
S-U,
wrong country,
word,
Barbara.
S-H-I.
I know. Hey, Su Shi was a poet of the month for us a while back. So it's wrong country,
anyway,
Barbara. Wrong country.
Let's go back. Okay. Contemplating the footsteps of writers. Sometimes, on a snowy winter day, a flock of geese might be surprised by a noise or an intruder and rise toward the sky to find another place. Perhaps they had just arrived and were suddenly whisked away. You search the new-fallen snow for traces of their being, but find only a few delicate footprints scattered around, not enough to estimate the size of this group or how much about them. Sorry, or know much about them. Too many people are like those geese. They arrive in this world and exist only in a physical sense, never letting anyone outside their immediate circle know who they are. Their existence is ethereal, for too easily what they were can be erased. And they have left behind, and they have left of little behind except the memories within their loved ones. But a writer is not like one of those geese, for in the markings they bring to the world is their soul, and they lay it out piece by piece, showing their goods to the world. Writers take what is inside of themselves and add a little dash of this and that to create a new piece. Their footprints easily stand out in the vastness of life, and some have had their words remembered for ages. They piece together the remnants of ideas until what they have is an entirely new creation, forged with the material they find in their journey through life, and adding to the lexicon of language with their poetry or prose. A writer seeks to strew their footprints in as many places as possible. And unlike the geese who flit delicately on the snow, the marks a writer makes are deep and powerful, and they cannot be erased from the minds that read them. End poem.
Very, very well done, Barbara. Way to go.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a... I don't even know what to say about that one. I just enjoyed it. You know, sometimes it's just hard to come up with something to say. Even if you're me.
Amazing. I have stumped Michael.
Well,
I've broken Michael.
You've broken me. I'm totally broken. Totally broken.
Yeah, this was a deep one. This was like, you know, I thought about it, and the quote itself is so open that, you know, you wonder about it, and then using the prompts, too. And I really like using the prompts because even though you can sit down and write a poem, sometimes having the prompts puts you in another place, you know, totally away from where I usually write. The last one was, you know, it's all about me and my life, and I like that I can be pushed aside and thought about something else besides me, you know.
I understand. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's more like, you know, more about the world rather than just me. Although, as I've noticed before, the more personal I get in my poetry, the more people feel and identify with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I can completely connect with that idea.
Uh-oh, I hear the music. It's time, right?
I'm not playing you off. This isn't the Oscars, but...
It's time. I have to get off the stage. Oh, no.
Actually, I loved Lady Gaga's version of that. The piano starts in the background. She goes, "It's okay. I can do this over piano." Uh-huh. It's like, yes, she can.
Yes, I can. Yeah. Seriously, I missed you guys so much last week.
Oh, we missed you, too. We really did. We missed you, too.
Okay, so I'm going to get off the show and let you start your guitar playing and singing, which I love.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
We'll talk to you later in the return.
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, land of hopes and dreams.
Dashed upon the rocks. Oh, wait, sorry. Sorry,
just a little northwest of Zimbabwe, Connecticut.
How'd you know?
I don't, you know, that's a thing. All right, so it is now time for me to, JT, unveil something special. No, not that. The September 2019 Poetic Form of the Month. Oh, yeah. And the Poetic Form of the Month is an elegy. We're talking about the end of the summer.
Right. Okay.
An elegy is a song of sorrow or of mourning, often for someone who has died. However, we can also make it about the end of things, whether it's a life, a love affair, a season, a great era, any of those things. So if you go to our page and you click on the left-hand side, it'll say Poetic Form of the Month. Click on that, and you'll actually have a link where you can learn more about it and see some examples. But our Poetic Form of the Month for September 2019 is an elegy. Okay. All right. I like how that's so tight. That fanfare is just like that. That band must have rehearsed to nail that so quickly.
Well, it's hard work.
Well, if all you do is be a minstrel, you better have those things, Dan.
Yes. Like, very true.
I would have been probably one of the worst minstrels or the best ever, because I think I would have gotten too realistic, slightly snarkily, to be like, he got taken in a deal. Yes, master got taken in a deal. He lost all his money. Now he can't get back home. How's he going to pay us? How's he going to pay? Okay, you know. Okay, anyway.
Oh, man.
We're going to get ready to go into Studio X for the Studio X segment. In the meantime, JT's going to play a little bit of a song as we get set up, and we will see you on the other side. Summer, you mean? Life?
Life.
You know, that would be a good gravestone epitaph. You know? Well, since this is Friday the 13th, you might as well have fun with it, right? Right, here we go. Everything you can think of is true. Before the ocean was blue, we were lost in a flood, run red with your blood, Nigerian skeleton crew. Everything you can think of is true. The dish ran away with the spoon. Dig deep in your heart for that little red glow. We're decomposing as we go. Everything you can think of is true. Fishes make wishes on you. We're fighting our way up dreamland spine. Red flamingos, expensive wine. Everything you can think of is true. Baby's asleep in your shoe. Your teeth are buildings with yellow doors. Your eyes are fish on a creamy shore. Everything you can think of is true. Everything you can think of is true. I put a spell on you, 'cause you're mine. Stop the things you do,
ain't lying. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Oh, I can't stand it. You're running around you know better, baby. I can't stand it cause you put me down. I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. I put a spell on you. Because you're
do a couple more, if that's okay. This one's more of a spoken word thing. I could have segued right in from that last one into this one, but I figured it would be a little too long here. Last night, I dreamed I was dreaming of you. And from a window across the lawn, I watched you undress, wearing your sunset of purple tightly woven around your hair that rose and strangled ebony curls, moving in a yellow bedroom light. The air is wet with sound, the faraway yelping of a wounded dog. And the ground is drinking a slow faucet leak. Your house is so soft and fading as it soaks the black summer heat. The light goes on and the door opens, and a yellow cat runs out on the stream of hall light and into the yard. A wooden cherry scent is faintly breathing the air. I hear your champagne laugh. You wear two lavender orchids, one in your hair and one on your hip. A string of yellow carnival lights comes on with the dusk, circling the lake with a slowly dripping halo, and I hear a banjo tango. And you dance into the shadow of a black poplar tree. And I watched you as you disappeared. 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 So, I feel like I've been a little creepy here. I think I could do some other stuff. JT, I'm going to give you two numbers to choose from. One or two. I have two options. Which one would you choose? One or two?
Two.
Two? Okay. Here we go.
Your heart's on the loose. You roll them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting eight ball at the corner truck stop. Sometimes this don't feel like home anymore. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Up your crazy heart and give it one more try. Your body aches, playing your guitar, sweating out the haze. The days and the nights all feel the same. Whiskey has been a thorn in your side and it doesn't forget the highway it calls for your heart inside. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart, give it one more try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Takes a lot to change a man. Hell, takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Nobody knows what waits for the day. Nobody knows what waits for the day. Some folks just believe in the things they heard and the things they read. Nobody knows what waits for the day. I'm glad I can't go back from where I came from. I'm glad those days are gone, gone for good. If I could take spirits from my past and bring them here, you know I would, you know I would. Nobody speaks to God these days. Nobody speaks to God these days. I'd like to think he's looking down and laughing at our ways. Nobody speaks to God these days. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Takes a lot to change your plans. Hell, take to change your mind. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Oh, maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. It is now time for us to go to the return engagements. That means anybody who wants to call in can call back in. Anybody who wants to call for the first time tonight can call in. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Oh, yeah. And we're back. I don't know why. I don't know what makes me act like I'm Guy Fieri. Like, corn dogs! Actually, you know what? Guy Fieri is actually, by the way, as much as I'll like make fun of him occasionally,
yeah,
the guy is actually a very successful restaurateur, really active in charity, just done incredible stuff. He's actually a very stand-up guy.
Yes.
It's just the spiky hair, the glasses, and like the fact he's like the Nickelback of TV chefs that just makes it so irresistible to me.
Yeah.
And he has better ratings than we do, so maybe it's just some jealousy, you know?
Just a slight.
Yeah, it's got to be it. All right, so we've got some great callers lined up here for the return engagement. We have three things I'm going to announce here first, though. And we've already kind of mentioned it. I'm just hitting it so everybody can hear it. Number one, we are taking submissions for our 2019 World Poetry Open Mic Anthology through the last day of October as of the stroke of midnight, where it turns into November 1st in Mountain Standard Time. We stop taking submissions. So you got to send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Indicate it's for the anthology. Say submission for anthology, and we'll know. We've already been receiving several, and the work's looking great. I see some people in the World Poetry Open Mic friends on Facebook kind of putting things up and asking others to help edit, which is fantastic. And that does help us a little bit. Also, all right, next thing, just a reminder, we are putting out our album Tales from the Shining Sea. If you just saw my post on Facebook, it's not Tales from the Shining Sea. It's amazing how many people I showed that cover and no one said anything.
They're just being polite.
They're either being polite or they're not actually looking.
Well,
or we just miss it. And that's what I did. But when you're having to put out as many things as I do, this stuff happens.
Yes.
And so, you know, this is why you need someone to help. So, at any rate, Tales from the Shining Sea, it's all new readings of Edgar Allan Poe, some of his selected works, all new score and things underneath. It's going to be really cool. It comes out on October 25th. We are going to be playing kind of like singles, quote, off of this in the coming weeks, including October, where we're doing two a week, which leads me into the next thing right here. So we're testing out to see nights of the week. We figured we would just kind of see how it goes. So what we're going to do during October is we're not just cutting off Fridays. We wouldn't do that to you. But what we're going to do is we're going to try Wednesdays and Fridays, not as a permanent thing, just for October, to see which one is the best. And we're going to start Wednesdays earlier. We're going to start it a whole 2 hours earlier. So that means if you're on the East Coast, it'll start at 8 instead of 10, okay? And so this will be an experiment to see. We're doing it for four Wednesdays, and we'll still be doing the Friday nights as well. So it'll be interesting in this coming month to see how this all plays out. Do I have to come up with more? Do I have to come up with more clues for the poets?
No. Just
I need to have
you
need
have
12 clues.
Or you spread them out. Make it even harder by spreading it over the month. You know, like,
I remember calling in one time when I was going through Texas, driving through Texas with David Bradley from the Association of Western Artists Awards. We're coming back. You and Christine were doing the show.
Uh-huh.
I call in, I give the clues over a cell phone.
It was great.
I hang up and Bradley's driving. He's just looking out the window. It's really dark. And he looks outside. And he's like, those were some damn hard clues, man.
Yeah,
that's how it goes. All right. So at any rate, those are our three things. So now let's just get right into it. We've got our number one caller here in the return engagement. Let's go right to Michigan and speak to Dennis. Welcome back, Dennis.
Yes, I'm glad to be back.
We're glad to have you, too.
All right. On with the show.
On with it. Let's do this. All right. I'm going to step back and let you read. We'll talk after.
All right. This poem, the title is When the Colors Tell.
colors are usually silent. They're rarely ever heard. They are optical stimuli. They're mediums, not words. They bring delight to the eyes and bring this world much grace. They can be quite subtle or out there in your face. But colors have a way to speak, despite their usual hush, and show up unexpectedly and make you want to blush. They show up on your best shirt. Much to your dismay, they do tell the tale of things you ate today. Yellow is the mustard, and red the ketchup new. Brown stains appear, and the gravy from your stew. Colors are usually silent. I mostly think they're swell, but they can be annoying when the colors tell. End of poem.
Nice. Very, very nice. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's inspiration everywhere.
You know, that's the truth. I've found myself trying to kind of find the most mundane possible thing to turn into poetry and see how I can spin things out. And the thing I realize is the things that you feel are mundane, when you really come at it from a poetic angle, suddenly can open up in such interesting ways.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if that applies to my poetry, but yours, yeah, okay.
Well, we appreciate you, Dennis. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this wonderful forum and format. And thank you again for being there and hosting it and providing it. We owe you a big debt. So I'm going to step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis Gaughan from Michigan leading off our return engagement. All right. Is it about time for us to go back to Connecticut?
Yeah, I think so.
Welcome to Connecticut, land of a thousand tribes. Home. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
Were you all set to play your guitar?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things where I can basically just hold it all of the time. That's how this works.
You're sitting there with your guitar around you, waiting for someone to have a pause so that you can play again. Is that...
No. See, the thing about having an instrument or singing as loud as I do is you can basically be louder than everybody, so it doesn't matter. It's more about restraint at this point. But I've literally had girlfriends in the past who would walk up to me, grab the guitar, take it away from me, and go.
I bet they did.
Yeah, it's the truth.
I bet they did.
And why I'm single.
Anyway, I don't know if I read this. I don't think I read it because it was in my notes, and I don't usually read things in my notes. So, it was something that I came across, an actual article that either I found or someone slipped to me, whatever. And it was about in Iceland, they were having a funeral for a glacier. So, of course, after I read the article, I had to write something about it. So here goes. It's called A Glacier is Dead. Reading the news these days is a futile attempt to hold back anger and tears as I peruse the items. Yet sometimes there is a sweet moment to act as balm on the wounds created by the aggravating words. And you continue with your day. The news is not all you read or see. You forget and start to believe your world is still the same and will continue as it is. Your life and routines move onward without ceasing, and you slip into a peace obtained by a full belly and fun TV. And then, boring into the shell you have encased yourself in to protect you from the outside horrors, is a story you cannot ignore. Its meaning settles into your brain, and it's no longer a choice to evade this truth. Far away in Iceland, an almost fairy tale country, a death has happened. Not human, but a death nevertheless. Ice has melted, not the kind you put in drinks, the glacial kind, formed over thousands of millennials, shrunk to tiny spots still holding to the ground. Reminds me of a lecture from my college days about the tenacity of glaciers and how they shaped the land in upstate New York, and the wonder I felt at their power as I viewed the rolling hills nearby. How sad that even such a powerful force could be reduced by the disastrous and careless custodianship by uncaring and greedy men who care not for who comes after them as long as they got theirs. Their distaste for regulation will continue to hurt our planet as they turn their backs on reigning in the deterrence to stopping the destruction. And I fear this will not be the last plaque laid upon once glacial land. End poem.
Well, there was nothing glacial about that poem, Barbara. It lilted on the breeze like the 1st of May. However, I will say I did see Marvel Endgame, and that was glacial.
Yes, that was. I saw that too.
I figured the Endgame was getting me to turn into a skeleton while watching the film. That was my. I thought Infinity War was just the clue was in the title, and now I understand what they're really trying to do to me. I'm saying this to get under Barbara's or to JT's skin, but Barbara, your piece was beautiful, and thank you for
thank
that.
You.
Iceland.
That's one of the things that happens to me when I read the news. So
that's probably why you do so much, huh?
Sometimes it's good. It's like this. It comes out like this, and then. Other times I hear things that just tear my... Well, this tore me in half, but it's not as bad as, like, the one where my poem about the little girl that was killed by her father, even though, you know, because he left the gun out, and she was curious about it, so...
Yeah.
I think you remember that one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But this is what happens to me when I read the news. So I try not to read the news too much because it's too devastating to me, actually. It sometimes it just, like, tears into your soul. Anyway, I'm going to get off and let the next person come on. And Michael, a great show, as usual. Even though we didn't have a lot of people, we had church people, you know, quality.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? The show is built for quality over quantity anyway.
Indeed. Okay. So talk to you next week and have a great week.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. All right. Let's see if I can come up with a rhyme. Ready? I'm a roving cowboy. Riding all day long, tumbleweeds around me, sing the lonesome song. Nights underneath the prairie moon, I ride along and sing this tune. See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind, nowhere to go but I'll find, just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds in upper state New York. Hey, Zach, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's a still have a job, still alive. It's a good day.
It's
always good.
That is a good thing. That's a very good thing. We're happy that you're here with us again. What do you have for us this time, my friend?
Well, I'm torn between the first poem I ever wrote, because that was, it actually had to do with, changing the world, and it also referenced 9/11. I was thinking about that after listening to Barbara's one, but the one that I was originally going to do is called Reflection from Our Imperfections. So which one do you guys want to hear? So it's called The People of Today. Is the one that it was my first poem that I ever wrote, or Reflection from Our Imperfections?
Let's do Reflection.
Okay. So, this one is actually, for months I had this title in my head, and, I know that's like the cardinal rule, cardinal sin to never have a title before the actual work, but, I didn't want to. I couldn't figure out a way to make it about, not about a love story. So I finally figured it out. And so it's called Reflections from Our Imperfections. You hate the gray in your hair. I hate my weight. You hate your freckles. I hate my dimples. We both hate when we get pimples. You don't understand why people love your nose, but that's the way it goes. These things embarrass us, but honestly, they're the best parts, because we find proof that we're human in the reflection given off these things we call imperfections. End of poem.
Very nicely done, sir.
Thank you.
It's great to see the progress in what you're doing in your work, and I know you send me stuff, and I'm usually so in the trenches, like I don't respond. And I told you that the other day. He'd been sending me messages for like 2 weeks, and I'd been horrible about responding. And it's usually because he's doing it. I'm like, I want to read this. I need to take the time. I literally can't do it right now. I'm going to read it, and I end up feeling like a just gigantic jerk, because that's not how I mean it, Zach. I'm not trying to pull Hollywood on you here, man. I really appreciate you sending that stuff, and I love seeing the evolution of what you're doing and seeing how you're putting your work out there and how it's becoming, this is something you're stepping into. It's really meaningful to see that, and it's just great to be able to watch you do it.
And it's glad to have, someone to talk to about it and inspire me. We go back and forth. So
you
it's
do.
It's a good relationship. But I did want to talk to you about the anthology, because
yes, sir.
I was looking at the I was looking on worldpoetryopenmic.net for the information about the elegy, and I actually was looking at the book section, and it says that the 2018 anthology is the second anthology. So
what? Goodness.
So I just thought you might want to know that. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I thought that you'd like to know that.
I'm officially putting this out there, okay? It's okay if there's a typo to mention things. It's okay. Please do. Here's why. And I'm trying to do this. I'm putting things in front of multiple people to try to make sure that stuff doesn't, typos don't get, and we still miss stuff. I just realized that on that title, on the title thing for the new Edgar Allan Poe thing. I cannot believe I missed this. And like 11 other people missed it too. So please tell me. I want it to be right. So if we do it, you see something, just send me a message. Let me know. It's okay. I don't hold any offense to it at all. It just helps us all make us look better.
Right. And because it said that the third anthology was the 2017, so the 2018 anthology must be number four. So.
Oh, my goodness. You're totally right. What is this? Amateur hour? Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. JT. You seen that page, JT? Okay.
Yeah, I All did, right. And it never clicked.
Well, now it's fixed, so awesome. Everybody can rejoice. You got the Alleluia chorus you can play on that sound effects thing?
Let's see. Right. I've got this.
That sounds like my dating life. Okay, there we go. Perfect. All right.
How about?
Yes, that's okay. Fantastic. Right. Right there. We'll perfect. Do that one. All right. Hey, Zach, thank you so much, sir. Great work, and we'll be in touch just next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye. And that was Zach calling from New York. What rhymes with B?
B?
B. Oh, here we go. I got it.
You ready?
An old cowpoke went riding up to a cliff above the sea. He yelled out to the sky, "Where all the poets be?" And all at once a mighty call from Kentucky came. let's just bring on Philip from Kentucky. Hey, Philip, how you doing, buddy?
I am better than fair to middling, sir.
Wonderful. Now, if you get a chance to listen to the redo of the show or the podcast version, that was probably the best intro you've ever gotten on this show. And it was not good, but it was probably the best.
Well, I am delighted, honored, and feel free to mock me readily.
There was no mocking to you, my friend. No mocking
None
to you
at all.
Everything comes back as a joke. It's everything comes back to being a joke on me, and whether I mean for it to or not. Let's be honest.
Oh, hey, well, that's good. It's called the boomerang effect, or at least that's what I'm calling it. You know,
that's a good idea. Actually, I like that one.
And very good. Cheers to that. You sounded great tonight, by the way.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And was that Jay Hawkins? I wasn't sure if that was okay.
Yeah, so okay, I did some two Tom Waits songs, and then I did a Screaming Jay Hawkins one in the middle, and then I did the Weary Kind from the movie Crazy Heart, and then I seeped into Maybe It's Time to Let the Old Ways Die from A Star Is Born.
Okay, all right, nice, wonderful. You gave us a full range of talent there, my friend. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I left out the polka song. JT thought it might be a little much.
Well, now you have a Wednesday show to insert that in if you wish.
You know, that's
know,
actually
right?
That's one thing I did talk to him about. There's probably going to be a whole lot more Studio X going on during the month of October because of that time.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, I think it's a wonderful way to showcase your talents, and it's well deserved too. I mean, you sing well enough that it's very easy to listen to you. Let's put it that way, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate it. It's more because I want to be able to do something different and interesting. And if you guys stopped enjoying it, I wouldn't do it. And it's honestly, it's not about me needing a place. It's about me trying to do something different. Yeah.
Yeah, but I know, but it's also rewarding to kind of do what enthuses you, and I it's more than deserved,
sure.
My friend.
Oh, seriously. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. And enough of this sweet, huggy talk. My gosh, we're all going to get all sappy and stuff. Gosh. I will get to it. And the piece I've given the title, Softly and Disquietly Yours. And here we go. Enthralled ever by antithesis, the moon illumined fatal far precipice, leap unfinished thoughts into silence and abyss. Gone, no trace of parlance. Believe Caravaggio preferred every image held precariously near an edge, sharply demarcated or implied. Severs his own head. Self-portrait serves as Goliath's after the stone's been hurled hard upon the painter's guilt. Passionate, murderous. Even his jaundiced basket of fruit appears as if it will soon fall, peering over a verge tenuous as reality. Artifice is the original panacea. Cave interiors enriched by imagined hunts victorious, savored deep in desolate winter. Slate-heavy distant nimbus, adrift inside consciousness. Art at odds with decay rates, the discrete interior of half-lives. Ludwig Boltzmann on late summer vacation, fatigued by manic depression, finally concedes, succumbs. Asthma, headaches, suicide with a rope wrapped around his thick bull's throat. Rehearsals, as it were, for some advent worthwhile, fulfilled, a harmony heard, clarion but disturbed, as first light screams across the impartial horizon, sharp against glinted eyes, newly awakened. And there it is.
Wow. Great one. I really loved that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Not every day you get to meet Caravaggio and Ludwig Boltzmann in the same poem.
Yeah.
Well, speak for yourself. I mean, it's that's part of my my schizophrenic pantheon that follows me around. No, I'm kidding.
I appreciate the enthusiasm. Yes, sir.
No, really enjoyed it. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate it. I on to the next poet, or is there a next poet? I don't know.
There is not a next poet.
I feel honored to be the last poet of the evening.
You are the last poet.
The last poet.
You are the last poet.
Knock me down, I dare you.
It's like
to both of you. Thank you so much. Yes, you guys are awesome, and have a good evening. And I suppose I will see you this coming Wednesday.
Not yet. We start this after October 1st.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Absolutely. Okay.
So next
I'm
Friday.
Already showing my eagerness, but it's obviously going to be a popular idea, I think.
Well, let's see
so
what
I'm
happens.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Cheers to you both.
Next Friday. We'll see you then, sir. Talk to you then. Cheers.
All right. Okay. Night.
Goodbye. And that was Philip from Kentucky ending our return engagement segment. It's been a great show, everybody. Thank you so much. I want to say from myself, from JT, from Ursa, the studio dog, and Novia, the studio cat, thank you. Good night. We love you. And until next time, keep on writing. I'm going to play us a short song before we play our final song. Here we go. Last night I lay on the prairie and looked at the stars in the sky and wondered if ever a cowboy would drift up to the sweet by and by. Roll on, roll. Roll on, little doggies, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, little doggies, roll on.